Hi, it's Precious Pioneer. Thank you so much for tuning in. Welcome to my blog audio experience. Enjoy. Plums, wine, and vanilla cream. The delicacy of simmering poached fruit in red wine and spices until it nearly becomes a velvety syrup is unmatched. It's such a super simple recipe topped with fluffy sweet cream or mascarpone cream. This dessert is perfect if you're in need of something light after a comfort food sort of dinner. It's light enough to bring to brunch or to impress guests. My favorite part would have to be how simple it is to assemble. I was first exposed to this recipe when I took a small culinary class in college. The class went over a step-by-step basics of sauces, cooking methods, and dessert. I remember being so excited then. For the recipe, we roasted pears in a pan with some red wine and some sugar. You let it boil and simmer for a little while to work the sugar, as I call it. I'm sure there's a more technical term, but you add a little lemon peel slice to help cut the sweetness and bring in more tarty notes. You'll add a few cloves and a cinnamon stick to bring the flavor of winter to your palate. Maybe a single drop of vanilla if you're feeling fancy. Or you can simply save that for the cream topping. Once you've seen that it has reduced quite a bit, you can turn off the heat and let it cool. As the sauce cools, it'll thicken, but the fruit will remain warm. While the fruit is working its magic, you can begin by prepping the cream. You're making a standard whipped cream recipe, but depending on your profile, you can make it as sweet or as vanilla-y as you want. The standard is usually 1 cup of heavy cream to a tablespoon of granulated sugar. It's a sugar that really helps to get those air pockets in the cream. I like to hand mix mine to make sure I get the thickness that I like. With a mixer, it can become really stiff, which isn't what we want. The best thing about this recipe is that it can be used for a diverse range of fruits. This past week, I used a set of plums, but you can also use apples, peaches, apricots, or nectarines. This recipe can be found in Samin's cookbook, where she notes that you can also poach the fruit in a white wine. I've never tried white wine, but I think it would be really interesting to try on another occasion. It's been really exciting for me to try out all these new recipes. I feel like it's prepping me for the excitement of when I go to culinary school. I'm only 2 months away now. It's become this sort of beautiful recap, sharpening my skills to engage on a new adventure.